Chapter 5. Together Till the End.
They took me to the judge, and some men said something that worried me.
Mr. Kerwin, we saw a dead body with black finger marks on his neck.
Finger marks?
Yes, I saw a boat a short distance away. There was a man in it. I'm sure the boat was the same as this man's.
Several people were asked about Victor's boat, and everyone was sure that he was responsible for the mysterious crime. So Mr. Kerwin took him to the room where the body was.
My dearest Henry, my actions have killed you too. I was guilty of two victims, and now, oh, my friend.
After 2 months with a fever and hallucinations, Victor woke up in prison.
Help me! Destroy the demon! I can feel his fingers on my neck.
Are you okay, sir?
I think so. I'm sorry I'm still alive to live this horror.
You'd better be, after what you did. But that is not my business. I have to look after you, and I will do it. That's all.
I'm afraid this place is terrible for you. Can I make it more comfortable?
I thank you, but nothing on this earth can make me feel better. I'm a very unlucky man.
I studied your documents and found some letters from your family. You've had a lot of bad luck, but you'll leave this place soon. Anyway, someone is here for you.
Oh no, I can't see him. Take him away. Don't let him come in.
I thought the presence of your father would make you happy.
My father? Is he really here?
Alphonse went to visit his son in prison. After spending 3 months there, Victor was finally taken to the judge. It was shown that he was on the Orkney Islands when Henry's body was found, and he was finally able to leave Ireland with his father.
Now that I'm free, I need to go to Geneva as soon as possible to protect the people I love, wait for the monster, and kill him. My father told me I should spend some time with other people, but I don't deserve it. I've created a demon who enjoys their death. Father, Justine, William, and Henry died because of me.
My dearest son, what are you saying? Please stop.
I'm not mad. I'm the killer of innocent victims, dead because of my own actions.
Oh, stop, please. You can't think clearly.
Before arriving in Switzerland, Victor received a letter from Elizabeth. My dear friend, I'm happy to know that in 2 weeks we'll meet again after so much sadness. I didn't want to upset you after these events, but I really need to know. Your parents have always wanted us to marry, but I wanted to ask you if you... Yes, if you loved another woman. You've travelled a lot and spent years far from home. When I saw you so sad, I thought it was because we were simply friends, and you didn't want to go against your parents' wishes. Let me tell you about my love for you. Yes, I think of you as my future partner, but our marriage will make me unhappy if you don't feel free to decide. I just want your happiness. Love, Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth, my life is nothing for me if I can't make you happy. But if the monster keeps his promise, we will find death. I can't forget what the monster said. I'll be with you on your wedding night. Anyway, getting married could bring some happiness to our life. So we can't wait any more. My dear girl, there is little happiness left for us, but you are the only one for me. I have a secret, a terrible secret. I'll tell you about it the day after our wedding.
Victor and Alphonse finally arrived back home, and Elizabeth was surprised to see Victor so thin. But there was no time for sadness. A great day was coming.
Victor, is there anyone else in your life?
No, Father, only Elizabeth. I'm waiting for the day when I'll be hers forever. If she agrees, the wedding will be in 10 days.
I'll be with you on your wedding night. God help us.
Oh God, I didn't think well enough about my enemy's plans. Why didn't I go away forever and alone? Anyway, let me tell you. After the wedding, we wanted to spend our future first day as husband and wife at Elizabeth's Villa Lavenza, close to Lake Como. I need to be prepared in case of attack. These will help me to feel safer and enjoy these days. But Elizabeth looks worried. Can it be because of my secret?
Elizabeth and Victor finally got married. Those were the last happy days of Victor's life.
You look so sad, my love. You don't know about my troubles, so we could live and enjoy the quiet and the freedom of this one day.
Oh, my dear, I hope you don't have any reasons that make you sad. My face doesn't look happy, but my heart is. I can hear a voice telling me bad things about the future, but I don't want to listen to it.
Tonight, just tonight, and everything will be okay. But tonight is scary, really scary. Go to bed. I'll come soon.
Victor looked for the monster in every corner of the house and spent hours walking up and down. Suddenly, a cry broke the silence of the night.
Oh, my love, my best hope, the purest creature, damned monster. I have to go back to Geneva as soon as possible. To protect my family. We were travelling here with my Elizabeth only yesterday, and today she's only a memory. That monster has brought only horror to my house, and all this horror has taken my father too. The monster I sent into the world is destroying my life. I need to think about how to catch and stop him. I will talk to a judge. Sir, now that you know my story, I'm asking you to use all your power to arrest the killer of my family.
I would like to offer my help, but the strange creature you described seemed to have some superhuman powers. Who can catch such an animal that can cross seas of ice and live in places where nobody can?
I think he is close to my house, but I know what you are thinking. You don't believe my story. Well, if you don't help me, I have only one thing to do. I'll spend my whole life looking for him and trying to destroy him.
Calm down, Mr. Frankenstein. You can't think clearly.
You don't know anything. You think you know, but you don't know what you're saying. I'll leave Geneva and leave for a trip that will end with the end of my life. I've prayed for death, but I can't die and leave my enemy alive. Revenge will be my food.
At the cemetery.
I don't know where to go, but I'll make a promise. I will follow the demon who has caused all this. He or I will die in a fight.
Ha 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 ha! I'm glad, you miserable being. You want to live, and I'm happy.
Victor started following the creature everywhere, helped by local people. Sometimes, the monster himself left tracks to guide his creator. He was taking Victor up north.
A sledge and some dogs will help me to go faster. Someone told me that an enormous monster has already found one. He's terrifying the people of this little village. He's taken their food and then gone towards the frozen sea. I'm losing hope. He's escaped again. After about 3 weeks, I was at the top of an icy mountain, and there was a very large desert of ice in front of me, but I could see a dark spot on it. It was him. But just when I thought I was going to catch him, he disappeared again. Many of my dogs died, and finally I saw your ship, and you kindly saved me. If I die, Walton, please tell me that you will look for him and kill him. Oh no, I'm sorry. I can't ask you to suffer for me. But don't believe him. His soul is as bad as his body. Call the spirits of William, Justine, Henry, Elizabeth, my father, and mine, and kill him. I'll drive your hand.
26th of August, 17. Dear Margaret, you have just read this terrible story. Don't you feel the horror? It's true. We saw both the letters from Felix and Safie and the monster. I'd like to make Victor feel better, but he said that nobody is like Clerval or Elizabeth, and he'll feel well again only when he dies. I'm sure he was a wonderful person. I finally found a real friend, only to lose him so soon. 2nd of September, 17. My dear sister, will I see my England again? I don't know. We are in the middle of mountains of ice. My stupid ambition brought me here, and now even my men are in danger. My unlucky guest is trying to give me hope, but a lot of men are dying because of me. 12th of September. My men have made me promise to come back to England if the ice melts. Our dream of glory will end. Victor is fighting hard, but he is not very strong now.
After a few days.
I'm dying. I can feel it. I'm afraid that my enemy will survive after my death. I've asked you to kill the monster, but I can't ask you to forget about your country and friends. Goodbye, Walton. Remember, look for happiness and forget about ambition.
Victor held my hand and closed his eyes forever, with a smile on his lips.
When back in Victor's cabin, Walton saw a large figure standing over him.
Wait! This is another one of my victims. Killing him was my last crime. My unhappy life is at an end. Oh, Frankenstein, kind being, I can't ask you now to forgive me after I've destroyed everything you loved. Your remorse is too late. Do you think that I've never felt remorse? Clerval's death broke my heart. I was sorry for Victor and I hated myself. But I was out of control when I saw that my creator hoped to be happy while my future was only sadness. You miserable being, you caused all this destruction and now you are crying. You are false. If this man was alive, you would still want to punish him. That's not true. But you can't understand me. You don't know anything about my pain and sadness. I've destroyed his hopes, and I'm still not happy. Everyone was so bad to me. Why do you think I am the only bad one? Why don't you hate Felix, who sent me away from his house, or the man who tried to kill me after I saved his daughter? Maybe you are right. I've killed innocent people and pushed Victor, the best of men, to his own destruction. You hate me, but you don't know how much I hate myself. Don't be afraid of me. My work is almost over. My death will end it all. I will leave your ship and I will go to the most northern point of the earth. There I will burn my body so nobody will use it as an example to create something like me ever again. Goodbye. You are the last man I will see. Goodbye, Frankenstein. I will die soon, and I will stop feeling the sadness I'm feeling now. I will feel finally better. When the fire kills me, my soul will be free. Goodbye.
The monster left, and the sea took him quickly away forever.